Speaking. Maybe that's Tnoyim or Chalok and Nisofin that I'm allowed to a mitzvah, attitude to the mitzvah. So we spoke about Zrizis and mitzvah. I want to move over to the Gufa mitzvah. It's also to Sefes in the Gufa mitzvah, but it's more the Etzem Mahus of the mitzvah. And that's the nekuda of focusing on the mitzvah. Focus b'shas on the mitzvah. Rikuz b'shas on the mitzvah. There's also the makar dvorim from a tanai in Hilchos Mitzvahs. It's put in the Chayodim and in the Charedim. It's mentioned in Chas. There's a halacha called Ein Oisim Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas. Dainu. It's also for a person to etzem that they're allowed to do two mitzvahs in one shot. Many times in other years you say, kill two birds with one stone. In mitzvahs, it's laughing. You're not supposed to do two mitzvahs together. Moshe and Karadvam, one of the places, it's brought in Avich Sochim. Sochim called Days in the Days, the Gemara speaks about a case where you're ending one Suda and you're starting another Suda, Shabbos or Yom Tov Suda. You have to make a bracha al kais for Birchas Hamazon, you have to make a bracha. And Kiddush, you have to make Kiddush. The Gemara says you're supposed to separate them, you're not supposed to take the same kais and use it for Kiddush and Birchas Hamazon, because you take two separate kaises. You have a kais in Birchas Hamazon and then you have a kais for Kiddush. So there seems to be two mahalchim of the Rishonim, and what's the pshat in Ein Oisim Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas? The Rashbam, Afanot, the Rashbam, in Pesachim, for days and days. Rashi, another place, sounds like this. The even is Shaloi here, love Kamasa. That has to do with the attitude to your mitzvah. Is that usually something that person is a burden, he wants to patter it up, kill two birds with one stone. Like I said, kill two birds with one stone. You know, it's something you don't want to look, you're not looking forward to do. It's a burden. It's down, an obligation that I don't really want to do. So that's, you know, you get it. The mitzvahs you don't want to. I spoke many times, mitzvahs, even though they're chiyuvim and shibudim, but it's a shibud that I want. Yeshiva that I see as a tafkir, as a shlichus, as an opportunity. So, shalei olav kamaser. That's the pirush of Rashi and Rashbam. Nice, Tosis in Moikotan says a new pshat. The way you said it, the Gazette is going to be open in the internet. Tosis in Moikotan Chesed and Bezos, talking about a famous halacha, the Ein Ma'arvin Simcha V'Simcha. A person's not supposed to get married in Chol HaMoed, because he's not supposed to mitz up the mitzvah of his simcha with his wife, his simcha's chasana, with the simcha of the mayat. In ma'arvin simcha v'simcha. And the Gemara brings a pasuk from it, it's a machta v'akech, v'lev ishtecha. Tezis brings a nachab shat. Tezis adds in a tam, kilo tam mitzvah, tam mitzvah, tam mitzvah, tam near it. I'm reading to Tezis, my kod chesan beis. The tam near it, ksas. The kemoy shein ois in mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. The beinan shi liboy ponui le mitzvah achas. But if I na atzma himeno, mechin simcha besimcha liba pony besimcha. Tosis says there's an idea that your heart has to be ponui. It's going to be the key word tonight. We're going to talk about what it means to be ponui. It's a word that's going, it's going out of style. It's going to be extinct soon. What it means to be ponui. But there's a musik of being ponui, ponui, ponui. Believe. And the seich on the moich of a person should be totally turned towards the emptied, towards the thing that he's doing. So by simcha, state here, you have to need a pnia slave for simcha. You're not supposed to mix up a simcha's chasam with simcha's moich, the two between yam, it's a aroidus. And it's one, the pnia slave, the turning towards, the pony towards, the Simchas Achasim is going to take up the Simchas Moed, the Simchas Moed is going to take up the Simchas Achasim. Zoch Toysim is Moed the Gechidish. We don't want you to be ponui to two separate mitzvahs. Each separate mitzvah fathers its own Pnias Alev. Each separate mitzvah demands a tremendous focus and turning towards a Pnias Alev, towards the mitzvah. Now in Advar Mamurim Klapi, one mitzvah to another mitzvah, Kol Shekein, the mitzvah doesn't want you thinking about the Mets or the Yankees, or thinking about the last conversation you had with your wife, or thinking about what you have to do the next second. A mitzvah requires Pinui Halev. And this is a big Yisoid in mitzvahs, a big Yisoid in Kavanah mitzvahs, and I see some mitzvahs, I want to open this up tonight. It's something that we have a tremendous problem with, tremendous, tremendous problem with. Almost used to do mitzvahs without any Pinui Halev. And if someone wants to make mitzvahs chosher to them, and someone wants to work on mitzvahs, he has to include this in his aloida. We'll open up the sugi a little bit. The idea of Pini Alev to mitzvahs. You see in the mitzvah, we mentioned this maybe a little bit, I won't open it tonight. When a person does a mitzvah, he's not just doing Ratzon Hashem, it's not just, besides doing Ratzon Hashem, B'shas Maisa, he's in a different state, he's in a different zone than when he's not doing a mitzvah. We know that by tefillah you're oymei lifnei hamelech. During tefillah you're oymei lifnei hamelech, and there are many, many halachas that stem from this idea. You're standing in a different place. All of a sudden you took three steps, Shemoneh Esrei, and you stand, and you just left where you were before. You're standing in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's true that a mitzvah is not the same exact madrega. There are many rights to that. But the emes is that a mitzvah is me'ein the me'ein of that. A ma'isa mitzvah, in a certain way, a person also is doing something in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's not talking with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's tefillah, he's talking with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's actually doing something with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But he's doing some ma'isa avdus in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's two makaros to this. This is a smach, famous mission in Sukkah. Everyone knows about this. It comes up very often. Sukkah's mission in Sukkah, the Chof Chesem Abayis says that at least all 7 days is Sukkah in the Sukkah. Kviyos. The Ma'isev, it's Yoruduk Shomim B'chag. There's a certain amount of time you're allowed to leave. Teshu came to do a mitzvah. Shomim is a different dinner, a mitzvah. The more fear is. What is when it happens? Mishnah, I'm sorry, Fear says, what happens when a person leaves the sukkah when it's kshamim? Moshul, moshul, davar, daimah, le'eved, shabo, linze, kois, the rabbi, v'shafich, le'kita. Says the Mishnah, what is this analogous to? When a person, when a yid wants to go be mekayim mitzvah sukkah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends him kshamim, it's a moshul, ma, davar, daimah, to an eved, that's coming to serve the melech, it's coming to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Glass of wine, a jug of wine, and the melech says, take, flips him in his face, fills him in his face. We know that every mashal in Chazal is accurate, it's precise, it's not stam, mashal b'zamer, the Gemara is trying to tell me some sort of matzah, do you feel bad? No. Chazal giving us a mashal to what a mitzvah is. A mitzvah, mitzvah shiva sukkah, yesh line why the Chazal picked dafka mitzvah shiva sukkah. The name of mitzvah yeshiva sukkah is a dugma of a mitzvah. When a yid is going to do a mitzvah yeshiva sukkah, he's bringing something to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells you he doesn't want your mitzvah, he more or less is saying, I don't want your ma'aseh. I don't want your service. I don't want your service. That's not our isek right now, exactly about that. What does it mean to be tzimana when a person can't do a mitzvah? I don't want to get into that tonight. The person takes money when he's trying to do a mitzvah, and he can't do a mitzvah. I want this chaylah. Stay here. That when you're going to serve, do a mitzvah, there's a certain matziv of mishamish lefnei hamelach. Mishamish lefnei hamelach. It's a meridik idea. It's a tremendous chiddush halacha. And be halacha, this is halacha, it's not. Hilchus Yeshoifer Tov Kufei Ches. And the Rilach has a tzad. There's a lot of problems with this. Like Hashavan. Rilach and Tov Kufei Ches bring to a matah frayim. And Birolach. But someone is blowing shoifer. And while he's blowing shoifer, we need a lashon. Matah frayim atzos yish kosa zel lashon nir. Shem hischil et choy. Umayim shoises in labirach. Remember, he has an accident while he's blowing shoifer. And this mayim, merig mayim, that a shoises labirach. Poisek hachich umayim. He's not allowed to continue to blow shoifer. The real loch is a rosh in the kingdom. What's the nice here? Why? What's the pshat? We know that there's certain things you can't do when you're in a makom etuna for the body or this tina from the body. You can't learn and you can't daven because then those things are both direct connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But a yid the whole day around, even though it says Shavisi Hashem Lenev Disamen HaKadosh Baruch Hu is b'chol makom, you're allowed to go in a makom etuna. A mitzvah you can't do, a mitzvah in a makom etuna. It's a famous Isak of the Green Loch. I'm not going to get right now into the Nikudas verification of Aloha. He has one pshat. He says the first one pshat about Mitzvah Kavanah. It's not our Isak now. The second pshat he says is Mamish Nagei Atun Zerini. The second pshat would be Aloha. Chavetz Chaim. More than Chavetz Chaim. Tam Yishlemer Bepshitus. It's Lashon. The Beshoshe Mekayim Mitzvah Befoyal. Befoyal. Havi Avoida. Ve'im Lasois Avoidas Hashem Berch Bizoyin Du Bechal Bizoy Mitzvah. When you do a ma'aseh mitzvah itself, that's an avoida samelach. You're standing in front of there's a certain at that point, regarding the mitzvah, it's a shiva shalom ha'melach. And to do it derech bitzoyin, it sounds a little bit, it's not the same din as matonah pitzat feline, but it's a certain bitzoyin to be mishamish the melech, an avoida. Listen to the Kalchoim. I want the marshal because I want to talk to our senses, our Hamish senses. Says the Yalocha, there's a Koshkin that urine is a cleansing agent. So could you clean a shofar with Yalocha? It says, no, you can't. It understands that every yid would recoil the second we think of a thing, a shofar, and clean it with your hand. Zok, Mishimura, Kol Shekein, Chefs of a shofar, do a ma'isa mitzvah. A ma'isa mitzvah, ma'amish, yid is doing a ma'isa mitzvah, you know. We don't have this Kol Shekein after. Well, that's a ma'isa mitzvah as part of it. It's nothing. I'll talk about the hemship, but I see all the time, I do this a little bit, I see all the time. What people do during the Birchas Hashiyotzer, you're talking about the Birchas Mitzvah, people do. It's going on there. But my son, mitzvah, Goshke. You're doing mitzvah. You're making Hashiyotzer. Mori, Kadosh Baruch Hu, told you, make a bracha Hashiyotzer. You went to the bathroom, go make a bracha Hashiyotzer. You're serving the Kadosh Baruch Hu, you're giving him a bracha. You're in front of the Melech. When we start building up the zone of what a mitzvah is, then we can start to begin to understand what Tosis is saying about. Tosis is saying, we brought from Tosis in my coven, that a mitzvah requires a pinui halev. What does require a pinui halev? One might ask. Because I do the mitzvah. We do the mitzvah. Who cares if I'm thinking a little bit about it? I'm not totally concentrated. In a second, Hemshech, we're going to talk about what it means pinui halev, what it means to be ponui. But we understand a mitzvah is not so much about delivering the goods. We saw in the beginning of the Zman. Godla mitzvah masa mish, eni mitzvah oisa, and eni mitzvah oisa also delivers the goods to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He also does all these mitzvahs, these great noble acts. He also gets the tefillin done, gets the tzedakah done, gets whatever, gets kibbutz ve'im done. So what's unique about a mitzvah? What does the Kaddish want? He wants the outcome, that's what he wants. No, he wants you to do it mitzvahs level hans, you know. He wants you to do it with a shibud, but there isn't heaven. We spoke Kabbalah, you could add in Simcha, you could add in Ava, you could add in tremendous Chavivas into that. But the Chavts of the Mitzvah is a certain Maisa Avdus. By a Maisa Avdus, everything is about where your heart and your mind is. An Eved, so this in the beginning of this month, an Eved, his identity is, he feels, this is why I'm here. I'm here to serve the Master. I'm here, this is why I'm here. I'm going to talk to Shloshim Yom Kodem L'Chag, Purim. I remember some of the Gilas Esther. They're part of the Mesharisim of Nehem Melech, Sarisim. Those who used to, the Melech, used to use Saris, Asaris. And Daniel also has talked about, a Melech used Sarisim. Saris is somebody who was in the Sarisim. It's a Mechalikus, it's an Eden, but Pashtus is two Sodom, but one side is that Saris Kapshutai, Saris Kapshutai. But why did the Melech, why did the Melech, why did he take Sarisim? Rashi in Sanhedrin, Sanhedrin Gimel Beis, says, the reason why Melech took a Saris is because Shalom Yisha V'yaponu L'avoidas HaMelech. A Saris is not getting married. All single life, we don't know how much tear this enough. Marriage, kids, they take. He's in the palace right now. But part of him is thinking about his wife. Besides the push-up shot, if you're married, you think about your wife. But the chalal, the whole, the Eivet Tashmish, is something that fills a person's mind, his tivus, thinking about Noshim. Asaris doesn't have that whole world. He can be totally pony, 100% l'avodas hanalah. State of that's the tzura of an Eved. An Eved is someone who's pony 100%. Again, and this is the Ikar Kneich. We're not doing it. So it says, I'm going to get the job done. What's the difference? I'm going to say the words. I'm going to put on the tefillin. I'm going to wipe my head. I'm going to get the job done. What's the difference? You're missing the bar. Asaris and not Asaris also. I wanted to be pony. An Eved is somebody who is waiting on the Melech. His entire recourse, his entire lev and seichel, is moser and nosan legamri to what he is doing. That's part of the heftza of a ma'isa avdus. It's so much party. This is sorry. I've been punning. Alton Kellum. It's a sefer or a shas. The one who come on the Torah. The other can, the community of Parsha and Mishpatim, the biggest side, he's talking about the Sugi for Nebedevri. It's a din, it's kind of born in Bar Metzia. That a Yid not allowed to set himself as a Nebedevri. Stop, Moshe asked my dad, he's also himself as a Mavakim, and he said, Avodayhem, V'loy Avodim L'Avodim. But success, Avodayhem, V'loy Avodim L'Avodim. The Gemara B'Metzia Dav Yud is Mavur. Then not only selling yourself as an Eved Ivri is a problem. If the Loch would be a poil, someone who wants to hire himself out for a day, if the Loch would be that a poil can't renege on his contract, on his, he would have to furious the day. It would also be a breach of the Kal Avodei Avodim Him. He's considered an Eved. He's a sinner, an Eved L'Acher, he's giving an Eved to his worker, to his boss. No, because a poel is able to, if need be, be. In fact, the Alton Kill, after the Beruch and his Mamshech, I understand. State on the Pasuk, and this din, that being an Eved L'Acher, or even being a poel, that can't be Chayz L'Acher, is a steerer to doing a mitzvah. He says, which one of the Targ mitzvahs can't you do? You can't do Targ mitzvahs, but every year. The Maisa, Bezdin could sell, if everybody couldn't do Targ Mitzvahs, then how can Bezdin sell them for everybody? It's not that you can't do Targ Mitzvahs. Might be the Heter Musar Shivcha. But come on, all Targ Mitzvahs he could do. He can't recreate Shema. He can't put on Tefillin. You can't put on tzitzis, you can't do netilas adayim, you can't do tefillah, you can't do brachas, birchas hamazon. No, you can't. No, we could. So what's the steer on being avodai? What's the so avodai means tarik mitzvahs? Because Rebbe says I want a yid to be tarik mitzvahs. What's this? Like I said, I'll come shtel soon. The ruchim is moi marchev and shtikam daskach mamusar. Shtel tzur ramban. Ramban in parshas Beschanan, the pasuk says, "Sashem lekachatiro v'shmoi sishaveya v'oisay sabur v'oisay sabur." Rabban brings first the Pashup Shadi's Lishmar Mitzvah, and then he brings in Tachuma that they added in. It doesn't mean the simple Shmiras Mitzvah, it's another layer. Vo'isay Sabbath is according to Tachuma. Shete mefane atzmecho l'toril mitzvah. The Tachuma is learning that the Torah is telling you, do the mitzvahs avoidedik. Do the mitzvahs avoidedik! And what does that mean? She mefana atzmecha. Again, this word ponli mefana atzmecha literally mitzvahs v'lo yilcha avoid acheres. Part of being mefana, again, we see is that we can't be meshubed anything else. Hemshech, Dr. Ramban. We appear shloisei sabah v'daitam v'dasa v'huma. Sheli eloi b'chol eis k'eved akonui ha'meshores lefnei adoin of tomit. An eved, a real eved, who had a kinyan. A kinyan avdus, l'vein adon. To Hashem, you should be calling. She'oyso malochus rabbi ikar v'sorchi atzmi ara. Part of an effort is, again, not only... The Otten doesn't only want to have someone who shines his shoes at the end of the day. He wants to have someone who's 100% available to shine his shoes. That's what he wants. He wants to have someone who's totally pony to wait a second, there's a dirty dish to take it off. When he sees something on the floor, dirty dishes, to clean it, to... He wants someone who's partly to him. Who, Iker means that's his Iker focus. If there are other needs, and other shibudim, that are toifis this person, it's filth and avdus. This is the stira. You're right, he technically could do all tari mitzvahs, but if he has an avdus, or he's a poil, and he can't chazmer, he has a shibud to somebody else. He has to reconcile it with his other shibudim. The etzim is reconciliation that he has to think, okay, is it worth? Do I have time now to do avodas Hashem? It's a steerer to making malachis rabbi ikar and lachte yara. This is a sris. There's somebody who, that's what, the melech wanted to take out a large part of the distraction of most people. Is that a sris? He wanted to be ikar. He should be in Emesheret. He should be available, waiting on it. And this is what Tosfos means. That look at you doing two mitzvahs. But you're trying to chesh, but now one mitzvah, Gabi, each mitzvah is felt in Malachas Rabbi Yikr. It's a big chiddush. Tosfos is a chiddush, Rabbi Yikr. You would think, Tosfos that both mitzvahs. No, in ois in mitzvahs, chavilas, because you can't put your full concentration on it. Now I want to talk a little bit about this on the Maisa Dekal Eifin. And open up on one of our weak spots. How do I deal with our weak spots? We should. This is one of our big, big challenges. The Menuchas HaNefesh of Adam, we spoke about this, but again, in mitzvahs, the matz of Zayin Menor, the matz is terrible. How much terrible? That's something we have to work on the call. By us, multitasking became almost a goal. The idea of doing two things at once is something, some sort of nila, I don't know where it comes from. It's a double pressure. Anytime a person is doing two things at once, he doesn't have his full concentration on it. He's missing. And Ruch HaNefesh, we spoke about it, he's really nowhere. That's another Nakuta. I'm not getting into that. I'm not getting into the fact that a person is nowhere, never by himself. Doesn't Nishun Zayin yet. But Zikr is not mustered to either one of the Nyan. One of the biggest first things that deviate our attention is the cell phone. The cell phone. I'm not now, this piksugis, not getting into it. But you have to realize we trained ourselves to do things all the time with half an ear. It's a pillow. It used to be, when I grew up, you talk on the phone, you were stuck to a certain wall. And then you were stuck to a certain wall. That's it. You have to go speak. And when you want to speak to a person, you speak to the wall. So first of all, to limit how many things, other things in the house you could do while you're doing with him. Yeah? You can't speak in every place, and you can't be doing... So I'm concentrating on him, and I'm not doing something else. the cell phone, and today, all the different things, people are talking to you on the street, you don't have to talk to them, you're talking to anybody. You're talking in the street, you have to be holding on the traffic, you have to be, a lot of times, meeting other people. Let's focus for a second. What do you feel when a person is talking to somebody else, even thinking about someone else? How do you feel when you're at a simcha and someone is saying mazel to you and looking over the shoulder at the next person? How does it feel? You have the person or don't you have the person? I know, and I could hear it all the time. I speak to somebody, it's usually in America, and I could hear he has me on loudspeaker while he's in a car. Machshavim enough? If there's an emergency, you have to call me while in a car, say that. That's not what happens. Besides, just you have an hour, you're going to Lakewood, Muncie, or wherever you're going, and you have extra time, and it works out perfectly to do. So you're on the car, and now I'm on the loudspeaker, and now we have a conversation. You try to fit me in with your name. I hear 100% the lack of concentration, lack of connection with the person to me. We are fed this. This is becoming ma'is m'chol yom. We've learned to do things all the time, simultaneously, together with other people. Now, I'm not about to talk about this, negate the millions of things. The ma'isa, we're doing mitzvahs now. And a mitzvah, the aleph of a mitzvah is that a person is mustered to the mitzvah. It is one of the most big bizoynes, Tachadosh Baruch Hu. If you're doing something and you're all over the place, think about how people do brachas, brachas, a mazon. I don't know why. What brachas, mazon? Why did it do bad? It comes. Everyone does everything during brachas, mazon. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa. At least, al-kasein is d'rabbanan. At least the first two, but asher yotzer. Actually, God says everyone's stepping stone. I just saw it. Forget about the fact that you're walking all over the place. Person throwing a cup of water while he's doing that. People do other things while they're doing Hashem outside. It's. I think anyone who's a little bit ants about the Sugya mitzvahs has to start being mechanic himself. And it's the Kuda. Don't take all the mitzvahs you do. They take one. Halavai, take one mitzvah and start practicing. Take one mitzvah and start practicing something that's cool. And what it takes is slowly is like this. In order for a person to be pony means, like we said many times, it's chiluk of the person that's beyond what he's doing on the surface. We're not just talking about doing something. That's concentrate for a second to do something. Your brain, our brains are fascinating. It takes very little bit of the brain. We're talking about the inner part. Is the chiluk of a person that where are you pony to? Where is the lid and the seichel? The answer is, where is my tachlis? A person always asks, like, where am I going? What am I giving? Where am I going to? If your tachlis is not the ma'isel fanecha, then you'll never be totally pointed to the mitzvah. So, just in shachris in a second, this tzitzis and tefillin. When you're putting the tzitzis and tefillin, you're ready to even think about psukah the zimra. You're pushing up pointed to there. If you don't see any soif tachlis in the tzitzis, and any soif tachlis in the tefillin, you know, a person, a yid who's doing a mitzvah, he has to stop before a mitzvah. You want to be mechanic of it and stop and say, okay, one second. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, first of all, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm mazmin myself to do this mitzvah. I'm setting myself aside to do this mitzvah. There's a tachlis atzuma in this mitzvah. What's this tachlis atzuma in the mitzvah? The execution of Ratzon Hashem. I am doing something that ain't the shire, ain't the tar. In the shire of the entire, every word of a bracha, I have accomplished through Yishakamshan. That's the only way you're going to be parked here. Pony means you're parked here. You have to see an accomplishment in the mitzvah. It's not just one thing on the way. That's what you're doing. We all do mitzvahs. We're doing mitzvahs on the run. All of our mitzvahs are on the run. There's no pinui alev. There's no mais avdus. Of course, you get in a kaddish bracha from a kapeh schar and kolber. But you're missing the avdus, and you also teach yourself how to do mitzvahs. On the run. The opposite is pinui alev. I want to give one seer. Lessons I was trying to myself to work on. One seer. Again, everyone has their mitzvahs, but one of the mitzvahs that made me that is very, very prone to be totally on the run is Nitiyas Yadayim L'Suda. It's very misuda. You already have the sandwich already made. You're already there. You just got to wash. Again, a maisa mitzvah, every part of the maisa mitzvah is accomplishment. Netilas sedayim, the maisa, is it's two parts of the mitzvah. Is the maisa netilah, which has a lot of halachas amount that go to the pratim. You'd be surprised how many of you don't wash kedin. Don't wash posh kedin. But I'm talking about the chiluk that's harder for me personally is the niguv. The niguv is the second chiluk of the mitzvah. Drawing the hands. Drawing the hands until your hands are actually dry, you're not really doing the mitzvah. Your hands have to be totally dry. I'm not about OCD, I'm not getting into that. I'm talking about totally dry. It takes at least close between 20 and 30 seconds to dry your hands. It takes time. Push it. You dry your hands, you're dry. Okay. Dang, at that time, I mean, I'm not even thinking about it. And a lot of times, I'm going to dry my hands, so take a time to think. This change of what every draw, every spot I just did, Rosh Hashem. That's a huge accomplishment. That's not the way you're thinking. Rosh Hashem. No. Ponu, dude, Asiyas HaMitzvah. It's Asiyas HaMitzvah. If the Negev is part of the mitzvah, it's part of the Maisa mitzvah, it's part of doing Rosh Hashem. Every part that you draw, and not another mitzvah, it's another chilut. I spoke about in the Sharm a week or 2 weeks ago. He says every chip in the diamond is another. Diamonds are measured in carats, and it's every single part. Train ourselves to be nothing to the mitzvah, to be pondering to the mitzvah. This will start opening up the matzvah of the mitzvah. This will help us settle in that zone. What we started tonight, from the mission in Sukkah, from the Israel, that's an Avodah, that's an Eved, that's an Melech. There's no way to create that matzah and hold that matzah and preserve that matzah if you don't have focus in the mitzvah. And one is telling another. When you start realizing it's a matzah, you're able to focus yourself. Well, we have to turn every mitzvah into a destination. That's what we're saying. It has to be a destination. It's not one stop on the way. It's a destination. That's what I just did. I just turned the niguv of my hands into a destination. I arrived somewhere. I did something huge. What is it? Well, there's a lot of other things also. I have to actively, we have to mechanic ourselves to do mitzvahs. If you want to take birchas hamazon, take birchas hamazon, take brachas, take tefillin, take tzitzis. Do. Everyone can take what they want. But this is the nekuda of the moy, of the lev and the moyach being pointing to mitzvah. At that point, the person, he's always a malachta, he's always a malachas rabbi ikur, the malachta yarai. Taiches, Kadosh Baruch Hu sees everything else you have on your mind. You want to go think about that, you want to think about here, you want to go think about there. Everything's on the side. Why? Because everything's bottled to the importance and the centrality of me. I see myself as my tachlis here to do a maisa avdus on Kadosh Baruch Hu. I have no greater privilege and no greater focus and purpose than to be here in this moment. Then my lev and my rosh is totally nosum and ponui. Lo yisem mitzvah.